Springtime and we're having fun. I hear the birds singing in the sun. The flowers bloom and the grass grows. I saw an Easter egg, but where did it go?
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Jesus is alive and he loves you. Jesus loves you.
Good morning, all fired up here in the studios with my producer Matt and I. My name is Jay, and I'm your host of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Have a wonderful conversation for you and I today. I've got a wonderful guest, only comes in every other month now, but I'm excited to see Kelsey Salmon, who manages and operates Springs Body Sculpting, and what a conversation I want to have today. If you follow real estate, if you follow inflation, the economy, things have been all over the map lately, and I want to bring some detail and clarity to you in layman's terms. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, my name is Jay, and I'm your friend. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. That's my direct line. I host this show, have done so for years now. We're well over our 10th year and now into our 11th year. But the most important thing is bringing information to you. And I come from a platform of mortgage and loans and financing. I am a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. We have the Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage right here on the Front Range, Colorado Springs, in Colorado. But we are also licensed in 14 other states. If you pick a red state, anywhere from Florida to Texas to Carolina to Tennessee to Arkansas, Kansas to Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Montana. We do have New Mexico and a couple other states, Arizona. I'm just getting licensed for Utah. I would love to have the chance to help you wherever your family and friends and your coworkers are moving, investing. My wife and I have two properties in Tennessee, the home office of Churchill Mortgage. We have partnered with Ramsey Solutions for 30 years now, which is absolutely amazing to think of a partnership that long. I started mortgage and origination back in 98 when I was moonlighting as I was transitioning out and retiring from the U.S. Army. I was down at Fort Carson, 4th ID, 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment was just transitioning out, 4th ID was in, but I was in the 4th Aviation Squadron for helicopters and medical evacuation. Loved my career, but transitioned out and have been originating mortgage, or as I say, flying a desk for the last 20-plus years full-time. Started in 1999. Retired from the military officially in May of 2000, and here I sit with you today, just an amazing conversation, amazing friendship, and I want to share with you today a conversation I like to have every spring. Without further ado, Matt, the drum roll for our conversation and podcast and radio show topic is Spring Into Real Estate. So, as I mentioned, you call me directly at 330-1457. That's 719-330-1457. If I can help you with a purchase or refinance transaction, I do want to let you know that every single month I have a investment property class hosted by me. I keep the crowd no smaller than 6 people, but no more than 15 people. And I have 7 people signed up. So if you want to attend an investment property class that's complimentary, it's a $95 value, you reach out and call me at 719-330-1457. I had an amazing group last month, did Investment Property 101. For the first time in years, I had all 7 new individuals that had never seen or attended one of my classes before. You can do it as well. Call 1-9-3-3-0-1-4-5-7. That is the 25th of April. That's a Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. And everybody's out the door and on their way by 8:30 p.m. A $95 value for you, the radio listener, absolutely complimentary. But spring into real estate, we normally have a bell curve up and down cycle of real estate in Colorado every year since I've started following and participating in it with the purchase of my house in 1996. It's a very, very simple, linear, obvious cycle of where there are less sales, lower inventory, and more affordable or lower prices in the winter months. And then in the most active months of house shopping and moving in spring, summer, and then we see a taper off of the volume in fall. More houses, more sales, higher values in the summer. Lower values, lower number of sales, and lower prices in the winter. This has happened every single year for decades in Colorado. Now, it's interesting because the exact opposite is true in Florida. When all the snowbirds come down in the winter, they get excited that there's no snow and no ice wherever they're coming from. Same thing with Arizona, coming from Colorado, coming from Utah, wherever you are, the Midwest, down into Florida, you have your most active real estate markets, higher inventory, higher prices demanded for buyers in the winter, and then it tapers off and it slows on the opposite cycle as Colorado during the summer months when it's hot and humid and more unbearable in both Florida and Arizona, and those are examples. So this year is no different. We just didn't know how inflation, the very stubborn and continuing inflation, plus we just had a series of topics on this show over the last 5 weeks. We had 2 weeks of a conversation about the bonehead banks, with banks going insolvent and how that was going to affect and how it will affect the spring. And I basically rounded that off into, hey, it doesn't matter how you time the market as long as you spend a lot of time in the market. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Springing into real estate, what are things happening in our community? What can you do in spring to be more informed about property? Be prepared yourself. What's happening to interest rates? What's happening to the loan industry? Most importantly, what's happening locally in the Pikes Peak region? And then, of course, I'm going to be joined with Kelsey Salmon from Springs Body Sculpting to see how you can spring into a better health plan coming into the spring months. Please call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I'd love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. You can also go to churchillcolorado.com. Just click on the Colorado Springs team and get a hold of me by getting on my calendar. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. We'll be back right after these important messages as we spring into real estate.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Beautiful thing, I've got spring, you've got spring, spring is spring.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's, your host, continuing the conversation with spring into real estate. And we are seeing something that I didn't even anticipate this spring. Like I told you, every single year there's a bell curve up, bell curve down on a real estate cycle. In Colorado, they're more popular, busier, higher prices, more inventory in summer, and lower in winter. In Florida, it's the exact opposite. Highest inventories, more demanding prices, that increase in volume and inventory all goes up in the winter when the snowbirds are there, and it gets more quiet in the summer. So you can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457 as a licensed loan originator. I want to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance transaction. And right now, we have went from a very slow inventory activity in February to one that turned dramatically in March, and we are going into April like we have in previous years, much faster. It's turned to a shorter turn time in the market, leaning again towards sellers. So buyers, I'm going to have that conversation with you about how you can prepare into spring. But it's not just about real estate. Like I say at the end of every show, that I want all of you to go grow and prosper. But most importantly, tell someone close to you that you love them, because it's only your health, your relationships, your memories, your loved ones that matter. And that's why I've got Kelsey Salmon here in the studio to talk about springing your body during the spring. How are you doing, Kelsey?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Excellent, actually.
You've been very, very busy. I wish that we could talk once a week rather than every other month, but you and Matt and your entire team at Springs Body Sculpting are not only moving forward in spring, but you've been working on a project for over 2 years now. Why don't you share with me and the radio listeners what's that?
So we opened up a private occupational aesthetic school to license estheticians and help males and females grow their careers in the aesthetics industry. So
wow.
It is called VKMD, Institute of Medical Aesthetics, where we incorporate all of the, you know, you get your general aesthetics license, but then also we are offering advanced aesthetics courses and then eventually laser device training so that we can have a full one-stop shop of all the education you'd ever need to be successful in the beauty industry.
And that's really refreshing, knowing that when you go to get any medical procedures and aesthetic procedures that we'll talk about in detail, that those individuals are not only trained but actually certified in each one of those individual crafts.
Yes.
And why did you guys, it doesn't surprise me with you, but why did you and Matt Dunham feel compelled to start your own school? Is there just a lack of aesthetic schools available in Colorado in the Pike
yes.
Peak region?
There is, and especially focused on aesthetics only. So there's a lot of schools that focus on, you know, hair, nails, and skin, but we're the only ones that focus strictly on aesthetics and advanced aesthetics and medical aesthetics. And we decided to do it too because I've always, you know, I've been working in the med spa industry for so long, and I have come across so many estheticians in various states that have had all different kinds of trainings. And I always get the same feedback of, you know, I wish I would have gotten my hands on more. I wish I would have gotten more out of when I went to school and felt certified because then when they graduate, you know, it's harder to find a job right off the bat as somebody without experience. So with us, we actually have combined our med spa with the school to where they can come in and actually be shadowing and interning at our spa so that we can then have a very hireable write-off graduation for them.
And have a much higher level of staff in training, professionalism,
yes.
customer care, all of that. And what are some, share with me a handful of the different procedures that they actually get certified in.
Well, so right now for the general aesthetics, we have to go through all like the, you know, the state laws for DORA and everything, but their general aesthetics, you know, facials, hair removal, waxing, makeup application, that's your general aesthetics.
Okay.
Then when we go into advanced aesthetics, that's going to be more chemical peels, exfoliation like microdermabrasion, hydrofacials, eyelash extensions, something called dermaplane or microneedling. So those are the more advanced courses that you have to become a general esthetician first. Then once they get that, then they can take our advanced courses. And then we are currently working on getting our school turned into a laser device school.
Oh, fantastic.
So, that may take a little time, but
years
yeah.
just doing this, and now you've officially launched through your first, you're into your second, and like you said,
the
already starting
class.
Your third
yeah.
class already. And is this, how much commitment for these students? Is this a 3-week commitment, a 3-month commitment, a 3-year? What do you look at when you bring a student in?
So we have full-time and part-time classes available, and we top out at 10 students per class because we want to have a quality, high-quality
education. 10-to-1
ratio.
Mm-hmm.
So we have small class sizes, and then full-time courses are during the day, and it's like going to school during the day full-time. It's Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and then occasional Saturdays to get, you know, hands-on with public clients. And then our part-time evening courses are Monday through Thursday evenings, 5:30 to 9:30. And so a full-time student can expect to get their full completion within about 6 months. And a part-time can plan for that anywhere between 9 and 12 months.
Uh-huh, depending on their attendance in the class.
Correct, and their hours, because it's really, it's a 600-hour course to start there. And then When you want to go into the advanced courses, those are like more weekend certifications, like a microdermabrasion is a two-day course.
And where do your students or your interested listeners go to say, hey, I want more information about aesthetic training certification in your school? How do they get a hold of somebody?
So they can email us at info@vkmd.institute, or they can call us at 719-988-3141. They can text or call. Or they can physically stop by. We're at 1910 Vindicator Drive, Suite 100, Colorado Springs, 80919.
That's awesome. And if you're driving and listening right now and you have any interest at all, you reach out to her or you can just call me at 330-1457. I can give you all of the information. But so you have this school, you've got your staff, and your staff is growing. You've got a half a dozen people on your staff, right?
Yeah, we've got a great staff. I still, and my ladies at the med spa are very intercommingled with my school as well, because they come in and demonstrate things. We do field trips over to our med spa. So we get a lot of exposure. Like, our students are exposed early on to a professional medical spa setting, just built in their education.
And it's huge because you're located.
Right,
Spring Body Sculpting is really on the northwest part. But even as an example, down here by the studio on 8th Street and the new Creek Walk that is really located on Cheyenne Boulevard and South Nevada, in that new development, there's not one but two med spas, aesthetic outlets there.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more popular. You know, many of you listening as radio listeners, my family, my wife, my mother-in-law, it's very, very important as we have more focus on our long-term personal and overall health.
Yeah.
It's the biggest boom that I've seen in the last 15 years, where I didn't even recall med spas existing unless you were in, you know, Punta Mita, Mexico,
yeah,
or in St. John's, or like we're going down to Cabo San Lucas, and my family will spend 3 of the 7 days in some way around the fitness center and the spa.
Yeah.
And
pretty big. The aesthetics industry has grown so much.
So in the last 3 or 4 minutes here, share with me, what are some of the most popular procedures, the most regular procedures that you help your patients with at Springs Body Sculpting?
So we do a lot of our body tight with liposuction. L word, it sounds scary, but it's actually a minimal invasive procedure, you know, performed by Dr. Dunham. He's a board certified surgeon. He's amazing at what he does. He does it day in, day out, has been for the last 3 years. And we do quite a bit of that. We also do chin reduction, jaw definition with something called face tight. We also do skin resurfacing and tissue remodeling, skin tightening with something called Morpheus 8. We do it with platelet-rich plasma, PRP.
Uh-huh.
And then we do a lot of non-invasive, too. We do intimate health, women's health.
Uh-huh. You do that?
make
that politically correct. That is a huge growing.
Huge, and we have people that, and it works. The message to get is you want to make sure that anything that you are doing, any procedure, whether minimal, invasive, non-invasive, that you are getting what you pay for and that it works. And we have, like, honed in on stock treatment plans and putting together customized treat-to-complete plans for our patients to ensure that they are getting an overall complete result of what they're looking for, whether it be body contour, skin tightening, aging solutions, or overall skin rejuvenation, or intimate health, and even core functionality strength. We do rapid muscle building. It's amazing.
And this is so incredibly important, Kelsey. You know, I just had a couple of surgeries over the last 6 months on my wrists. I've had some oral surgery with some implants. And your procedures are so important. They're far more affordable than the ones I just have. But, you know, as I get into my 50s, it's so important for you to take care of your body and take care of it well now. And I just appreciate you coming on. One more time, how do they get a hold of you and your team at the clinic?
At Springs Body Sculpting, you can give us a call at 719-387-0630. And we are just up on Silverstone Terrace in Mountain Shadows Medical Plaza. And then they can also email us at contact@springsbodysculpting.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much, and don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue the conversation about springing into real estate. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I've got spring, you've got spring. Are you listening? Are you listening? I've got spring,
Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Don't you follow the leader, don't you run, cause now it's time.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. What an amazing conversation we had with Kelsey Salmon, the manager of Springs Body Sculpting. And I'm going to continue the conversation about springing into real estate the same way I'm serious that you need to spring into your health. This has been very, very important for me. You know, I spend 95% of the time talking about real estate, mortgage, finances, retirement, investing. And I do want you to call me at 719-330-1457 for your next purchase or refinance transaction. I'm working very hard just completing and getting licensed in Utah, another very popular state that people are investing in. But also just had my 20th annual physical with my doctor, Dr. Mark Fraley. Such a miracle. He was on staff when I first met him when my son was being born. I talked to my wife and she said, please get a physical before our son is born. Of course, now my son is 19. I've been going 20 years. And it's very, very important to me, whether you're struggling with like cholesterol like I do, and I take Lipitor, but I always have to maintain my weight because if I keep my weight at like 190 or below, I'm from the Midwest and I've got diabetes in my family. I've got high blood sugar in my family. I've got high blood pressure in my family. And best physical at 55 years old, which I am, than I've had in years. And so much of that includes the aesthetic care that you can get, the exercise, even if it's at whatever level you're comfortable with. I want you to know the most important thing to us is our health. If you've got a health issue, have somebody pray for you. And if you've got a financial issue, you just call me at 719-330-1457 and I can help you. And getting into the breakdown of springing into real estate, I talked about the cycles that happen every single year. I tell my clients, especially my investors, from an investment standpoint, I always like to sell houses between like May and September of the year, every year, and I try to refrain from buying any houses at all in April, May, June, July, or August. I'm starting to experiment about the cycle and how that changes in Tennessee where I'm purchasing, but I want to talk specifically in the Pikes Peak region and then into other states, Florida. I'm doing transactions in Florida right now, in Colorado right now, in Tennessee right now, and just share with you a overview of what's happening nationally in activity, inventory, and then some of the prices. But here specifically, talk about what's happened. There's a great Gazette article that I took notes on. You can get it this last week or so within the first week of April that it launched, and a great conversation about Colorado Springs real estate and the fact that with real estate, there's the main takeaways is active listings right now, closing out March as we're into April, are up to about 1,480 active listings within March of 2023. Now, I don't know where things are going to go with inventory into summer. We can't see around the corner. We can predict, but we have to wait. But going into April, there's some concern because there's been less than 1,000 homes available, so we've got still limited inventory, and it's at the beginning of the month. A lot of this can recover and expand, but we've had that pulse, that influx of buyers. So we've went from houses that are on the market for 6 to 12 weeks, and there are exceptions to this. If you're looking in the Old North End or you're looking in the portions of Ivy Wild or Broadmoor or Rock Rimmon or even some points up north and east in Briargate and so forth, a good house, well-priced, in a great neighborhood, still will go in 3 to 7 days. But we were seeing houses on the market with price reductions offers in seller proceeds, meaning the seller's going to give you some incentive and money to come grab that house. And less desirable homes were sitting on the market for the first time in over 3 years, as many years as 5 years in some cases, for 6, 12, 18 weeks. Back in 2017, when I moved out of my house and turned it into a rental, 2018 and 2019 when I sold it, I did not price my house aggressive enough in 2019, and it took me 4 months to sell it, which was pretty normal, typical back then. But in 2020, in 2021, in the first half of 2022, it was an extreme seller market. But some other changes that we saw at March closing out, even though we were in a low winter month, you know, November, December, January, February, and going into March, those are the 5 months that can be the slower months of the 12, and the median price for a home in Colorado Springs in March of 2023 was $460,000, and that was a 3% drop from a $475,000 home, that same home, in March of 2022. But that's a 4.5% increase in the median price just from the previous month of February in 2023. So you can see houses are lower priced in the winter, and the median price for a home was $440,000 in February of 2023, and that jumped all the way up to $460,000. And again, we're coming out of winter, and we're about to spring into the hotter buying months. Now, this is a pretty normal curve, but a median price of $460,000 is not what I predicted, because the median price for houses got low, $440,000, $450,000, and decreasing. So that was the highest, $465,000 was the highest since October of 2022. And that surprised me. I didn't expect this until May or June or July, and we saw it as early as March. So there's a red flag for buyers. Meaning if you are interested at all in purchasing between now and the end of July, you want to call me immediately or have your adult child, your friend, your coworker, your relative, call me at 719-330-1457, just like I shared with Kelsey as she departed the studio. She said, I'm interested this year in buying, and I'm like, let's get you certified with Churchill Mortgage immediately. Not pre-qualified, which is just looking at your credit. Not pre-approved, just talking about and seeing your pay stubs and documentation, but actually getting fully certified doesn't cost you anything. But where I was in the fall saying I think values are going to be flat the whole year, that's only going to be as accurate as the interest rates. And interest rates with unemployment numbers creeping up faster than the Fed and the current administration expected, as soon as long-term interest rates come down, unemployment goes up, and we head into a documentable recession, activity, like the snap of your fingers, is going to change away from buyers and back to sellers because of the limited inventory. See, a lot of individuals, as we're springing into real estate this March, April, and May, many people, the question is, are these people, many people, going to bring their homes on the market where they have 3 and 4% interest rates, or are they going to, which I'm doing with a lot of individuals, hey, keep your house with the low interest rate, convert it into an investment property, and if you have to move up because you're running out of space, then marry your home with the next purchase, but just date your interest rate. Interest rates have went from the high of 7%, now they've settled down at the 6%. If we get into the 5% interest rate without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars of buying that rate, we're going to go back to multiple offers. Because one of the things is the largest indicator of what the market's going to look like 6 and 12 months from now is actually building permits. And right now, in March of 2023, there was only 220 permits pulled, where last year there was over 440, twice the number. So I can tell you that next year, if interest rates go down, it's going to be the slinky effect where builders and developers are behind the curve with inventory and available homes, and then we go right back to a seller's market, and we need over 10 million homes nationwide to satisfy the demand for new housing, and we are well below that. We're still not recovered from the Great Recession. So then what I want to do is just share with you right now is the time. Will spring in the El Paso County, Pikes Peak region be the normal summer jump up? We know it's going to be a jump up in price, but the crucial thing is, will there be a jump in inventory? And that's what we want to focus on. That's what I want to keep you informed on. And a lot of individuals are just choosing not to sell their homes because to buy a new one, the interest rates and the expense is just too high. Well, there's solutions for this, so don't go anywhere. After these messages, I'm going to tell you a specific plan that you can partake to get yourself prepared. The biggest thing is the concept of buy now and create a legacy later. If you've got an adult child that you believe is going to own a home in the next 3 to 5 years, during the break, you've got to call me at 719-330-1457. Buy now, create a legacy later, and pass that house on to your adult child. And also, remember to call me at 719-330-1457 to participate in my next investment property class on April 25th, Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Tell it to me slowly. Tell you why. I really want to know.
Jay Garvin's here. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, the final segment, the power segment in our conversation today about spring into real estate. I've talked about the cycles of real estate from summer to winter. I've talked about the differing cycles from, say, in Florida, where the hot purchased months, good for sellers, more complicated for buyers, is in the winter when the snowbirds are down there. January, February tapers off in March. And the summer months are slower, as opposed to Colorado, where every single year you have more inventory, higher prices, and more sales in the summer. Really, it used to be May, June, and July, and started to taper in August. In the last 5 years, it started as early as April, and then into May, June, July, and then August, it started to fall off with school. But now we're seeing early activity in March, even before April, because we have more interested buyers in the market. Little bit of relaxation with the interest rates. They've come down about a quarter to a half a percent, depending on the buyer qualification you have. But inventory is not increasing. So how do you plan for this? Because there's micro purchasing differences based on a conversation that I've had with you, a radio show and podcast I've shared with all neighborhoods and zip codes are not created equal. So you may have Colorado Springs that appreciated about 8.5% last year, far more in the first half of the year, really fell off hard in the fourth quarter. But you have some parts of town, 80916, 80911, that fell off hard where you actually lost 5 to 10% value last year, where you've got something like the Old North End, the Broadmoor, Rock Ribbon, portions of Palmer Lake, Monument Hill, that still appreciated 15 to 20% last year. So combining all of these different issues, will this spring into real estate in April, May be normal and transition to the summer jump where we've got more inventory, more sales, and increasing prices? The biggest key factor on that is inventory. I'm sure of a lot of things, but I'm not sure how many houses we're going to see come in inventory over the next 60 days. I'm predicting that we'll go over 2,000. Will we this summer go over 3,000 homes in inventory? That's a very, very crucial question, because if I look at the actual number of active listings last year in summer of 2022, we got to about 2,700 listings. I thought for sure last year we were going to project into this summer to go over 3,000 homes in inventory on any given month, and we have not been there since 2016. The previous high of like 2,700 homes was in 2018 when the rate increases, and last year we exceeded that five-year period from 2022 to 2018, really for this summer will be 5 years. But we have not been over 3,000 homes in the market since 2016, and then in 2015 and 14 and 13 and 12, we had over 3,000, and then in 2010 and 11, we went over 4,000 homes, and Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, has told us multiple times, between 2007 and 2008, we had more than 6,000, almost 7,000 homes on the market in Colorado Springs. And when we were down to just over 1,000 last year, and in 2020 and 2021, we had 1,000 to 1,500 homes, it was supply that was driving up the demand by lack of inventory. And in 2022, interest rates just literally stopped all buyers, and that's when I started to share with you, the radio listener, marry your home, but date your interest rate. So I'm going to finish the radio show with buy now and create a legacy later. You also can say buy now and retire later. I've been doing a lot of that. People that are buying houses right now in Florida, Arizona, Tennessee, and Carolina, and they say, hey, I'm going to retire out of Colorado for financial reasons as the cost of living is skyrocketing up, and they're like, I'm going to buy a house now when houses are affordable. By the time I retire into Florida in 2027, I will have spent $350,000 on a house rather than $500,000, and you make $150,000 because money saved is just as valuable as money earned. But buy now, create a legacy later is even more impactful because it's your adult children. I've done this a half a dozen times this year, more than two dozen times last year, where individuals are like, hey, my kids are off at college. They intend to come back here. They have a degree that will allow them to come back here as a hygienist or as a teacher. And we want to buy a house now, have it as an investment property for the next 3 to 5 years, and then actually sell it with an advantage to my adult child for the cost. Can be your adult child, your adult grandchild. We have done this for both of our children. I'm not going to talk too much about it today, but my wife and I are sad that we are going to be 1031 exchanging our second home, and I'm going to talk more about that next week when I have a show called The Three Little Houses. But we are always going to keep three houses, our primary residence, two small three-bedroom, two-bath houses within a mile of our house. Because if we want our children to stay and they're going to have a house affordably, we will sell a house to them. And you can do the same. Help the next generation. Buy now. Create a legacy later. Call me at 719-330-1457. I can help you with that process. I'm a licensed loan originator. The first part is having a 30-minute consultation, just a conversation about what your interests and your goals are. And we can do that face-to-face right here in my office downtown, or we can do it over the phone, 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Can't take our houses with us. Certainly don't want to take our mortgages with us. It's the memories, the games you play, the hugs you give, the trips you take with your loved ones in building a stronger family and community bond. Please call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, or go to ChurchillColorado.com, click on the Colorado Springs team and my happy face, get on my calendar as a licensed loan originator. I want to help you with your next purchase mortgage transaction. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio.
I might walk a little funny, but my walk is me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.